We will meditate this afternoon on the first 14 verses of chapter 21, the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, where we read these words, picture language, about the bride of Christ, beautiful bride of Christ, from Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his God, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall and 12 gates, with the 12 angels at the 12 gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates to the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. This is the word of the Lord. We bow our heads in prayer. Lord, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. May our whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until your coming. You are faithful, O Lord, and in you we hope. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, our heavenly bridegroom, dear Shane and Linda, loved ones all, it's a special joy for me to be with your family and friends on this gorgeous day, to celebrate this happiness, this wonderful blessing from God, because as you know, we just celebrated, Cindy and I, our 25th wedding anniversary. And looking back over these years, the happiness and the sorrow, the tears and the joy, just makes me all the more convinced that you're exactly where you belong today, in the house of God, hearing his word to sanctify your marriage, to receive rich blessings, priceless as they are, in the prayers of God's people for you before God's throne, and the blessing of God himself on your marriage. These are priceless blessings that so many people, especially in our day and age, just don't ever find. And yet God pours them out freely for you today through his word, and wants you to have this awesome blessing to be the beautiful bride of Christ. It's picture language for all those who believe in Jesus as their Savior. Every believer, every Christian in that beautiful Christ for me sense is the bride of Christ, and he our perfect heavenly bridegroom. These blessings he gives us in rich abundance so that you can take them home, not just for today, as I said, the easy part, but for every day hereafter, in the joys and sorrows, happiness and tears of your life together under God. It's hard to find even music in our society that will express this in a way that really works. Some of our favorite artists always talk about just the two of us. And they're beautiful songs that my wife and I have enjoyed in slow dances at wedding receptions together over these years. but they're just not accurate. The Lord wants you to have something so much more than that with the three of you. The bridegroom, the bride, and the heavenly bridegroom, which is Christ. And as you live your lives under God in Christ, he will draw you closer to him and, like an isosceles triangle, closer to each other. He says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth has passed away. There's no longer any sea. He's using picture language to talk about Judgment Day and what we can look forward to and expect and the perfect wedding when Christ comes to take all believers home to himself in heaven, the greatest day of celebration there could ever be. But all of us who are in the light of God's word know that we don't deserve this. You hear these words and they almost make you feel guilty and they make you wonder, will I be there? Will I be one of those numbered with the believers going home to heaven? Where is there a husband who ever, every day, without fail, loves and cherishes his wife as you will swear and as I swore in my wedding vows? Where is there a wife who can truly cherish and honor her husband and even submit to him as to Christ? That word that isn't popular or politically correct in our society at all. And it wasn't in the days when it was given in the Holy Scripture either. My wife tells me that when we come to those wedding vows and that word submit there is for the wife, there are always snickers in the back of the church. There are people that don't understand this. And as Americans and Romans of ancient times, who really wants to submit? I mean, that sounds like you're giving up everything. But you look at Christ. You look at him sweating blood in the Garden of Gethsemane and saying, Lord, Father, if there's any way to bring about salvation for all people besides the cross, let it be done. But not my will, your will be done. He submits to his heavenly Father's will, goes and dies on the cross, and takes away all of our sin, the sins of the whole world, makes us his own, and in him makes us worthy. Worthy in Christ to receive the blessings he's talking about here. We are the bride of Christ not because we are beautiful in and of ourselves, because we're not. All our righteous acts are like filthy rags. But we have beauty in Christ. And God looks at us in Christ, and by faith in him, he says, you are the bride of Christ, covered with his holiness and his righteousness to say and do courageous things that the world around you will never understand. But it is that time, and you go through your life with this hope of heaven in mind so that your life never feels like it's purposeless or wandering. You always have that goal together to celebrate that day when the bride is beautifully dressed for her husband, the loud voice sounds, and the Lord says, the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. He will be their God, and they will be his people. All the sorrow and the tears that we feel in marriage, which I think... Well, it's the greatest joys, as close to heaven as you'll ever get when it's good. And when it's hard, it's about as close to hell as you'll ever get, or I ever hope you'll get. But God is there with you. And he points us to that wedding supper of the Lamb, and he says, then the bridegroom will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. That'll all be gone. Marriage is just for this life. When death parts us, the marriage is done. That's part of the grief of husbands and wives who understand this in the Lord. And yet it helps us treasure every day and every moment of every day, because we're not guaranteed the next. It's a treasure that we have in Christ in view of eternity. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. There's so many people who look at this and say it's foolishness. It makes no sense at all. And I guess I would have to agree by nature. It doesn't fit my logic. But it's the revelation of God. It's what he tells us is true. We can count on it because Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And he says, if you're thirsty, in wedding language that would be, if you're arguing, if you're disappointed in each other, if you've disappointed yourself, that means your soul is thirsty. Well, then come, he says. Come and drink freely from the water of life without cost, from the spring of the water of life, his word, the Bible, so that you have those blessings day by day poured out on you in rich abundance. Linda, so much of this you learned from childhood on, from faithful parents and faithful teachers. The Lord wants you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. As a pastor studying this day by day, that's a challenge. I know how that will be for you. But the Lord says, keep growing. So that means that you have a standard there that the Lord is laying on you to keep on growing in a way that you'll have to discipline yourself and come close to Him and His Word day by day and help in every possible way. And Shane, as I mentioned in our premarital counseling classes, as the head of a Christian family, you have the responsibility to grow in grace and lead that family. And I think I told you about my stepfather marrying my mother in a family of very educated children and well-versed in the Scripture, and he wasn't. But he believed the pastor when he said, you have the responsibility for family devotions. So my stepfather would just sweat bullets when he was reading the family devotions. And sometimes with his eighth grade education, I have to turn to my mother and ask her, what's that word? And when we had company, then he would ask us boys to read. But he kept his responsibility in mind and took it seriously to keep on growing. As the Lord has opened a window in your life and in the lives of all of us today, while the window is open, seek the Lord. Seek Him while you're young through His Word, and these blessings will be poured out on you day by day. You'll grow closer to each other as you grow closer to Christ. Those in America or throughout the world who think there might be some other way, you know, any way to heaven through whatever God people want to call them, the Lord has a warning here. The Lord Jesus, who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He says this by way of warning. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. The penalty for unbelief, which basically says, I want my will to be done and not God's will, is God says to you then, your will be done. Have it your way. You want to try to live without God, all there is death without His life. The first death is this body. The second death is eternal hell. And if it wasn't so serious, why would God's Son have to die and shed His blood? I read these words and they strike me cowardly, afraid sometimes to preach God's truth. What will people think if I say these things? That's a coward. That means I deserve that fiery lake of burning sulfur. But it just makes me all the more happy to trust His worthy word that also says Jesus died for me and died for all. I'm so glad that Jesus died for me, because it's His glory to make us shine with His glory, shine with His glory as the beautiful bride of Christ. There's far too much for us to consider in detail here, but the picture shifts just a little bit. He says, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And He carried me away in the Spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper clear as crystal. So the bride is now pictured as this beautiful city where gemstones and pearls are used for the 12 gates, and gemstones in the pavement, what we think of as concrete and blacktop, they use in the foundations. Beautiful riches, but such security there. When you're feeling nervous about your marriage and those days come when you wonder, what is this about? What are we doing? How could this be so painful and difficult and such hard work? You have those fears. We all do. But go back again and again to this day when you stood before the Lord's altar and remind your Heavenly Father, you blessed us and your people prayed for us. You said you would hear and bless. I've done that many times in these 25 years. It's just a good reminder that the Lord helps us and makes us shine with His glory. He wants it to be that way. There is security here. I think about the forts that the Crusaders built against the Muslims about 1,000 years ago across Asia Minor and Palestine. One little tiny door, easy to defend, that's all they could afford, and yet those cities fell. Here you have the heavenly Jerusalem with 12 gates, three in every direction. They're pictured as pearls, single pearls, and wide open. They're never closed because there's no night there. Security, absolute security with no enemy to threaten. And so the Lord will keep you and hold you as His own precious jewel. It is my prayer for you that you will shine with God's glorious grace in your marriage from this day forth. God wants to take us through those times of pain and difficulty and bring us to the joys again and again as we look forward to the joys of the heavenly bridegroom. And so you will find in Christian marriage that you can fall in love with each other over and over again, each time better than the time before, and it's just remarkable. It's Christ in your marriage. It will make people look at you as a couple and see you shining in that love that endures all and say, I want what they have. It will give you openings to explain to them what it means to be the bride of Christ by faith in Jesus. It will be not just the two of you, but Christ is your head, leading on and you joined together in him. May Jesus, the heavenly bridegroom, grant it to you, his bride, beautiful in his love and holiness, now and forever. Amen.